again, we're going to look into the Bible in order to discover truth. Now, we, for a long, long time, have been going through the book of Jeremiah, and finally we got into those chapters of chapter 46, 47, 48, and we are finding they're talking about Egypt and the Philistines and Moab and Ammon and so on, and they're really quite difficult. And I began to think, you know, we really ought to lay a little more groundwork before we get into, I try to understand those chapters. And a very key chapter in the book of Jeremiah is one that we went through, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, chapter 25. And so we're going to spend a little time with chapter 25, and then from there we'll go back to the later chapters. Now, in Jeremiah 25, this is really summing up what is God's plan is, what his master plan is. And that's the reason I want to go to Jeremiah 25. It's a very, very significant chapter. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, the word of Jehovah hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And Jehovah has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Jehovah hath given you and to your fathers for ever and ever, and go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them and to provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. But ye have not hearkened unto me, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own. Now, this is all being stated in the year 605 B.C. This is the year that we have in view here, 605 B.C. I'm not going to go through a proof of that, because that is not that important. But it is giving the situation that was in Judah at the time that Jeremiah was prophesying, or when he was declaring the word of God. And it's amazing what really happened there. If we go back, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, there we find that it talks about King Josiah. Now, again and again in our studies of Jeremiah, I've indicated that Josiah was the last good king, implying that Judah was really doing very well as long as Josiah was living. And then because he died, that became equivalent to the end of the church age, and the 70-year great tribulation began of that day. But when we go into this with greater care, we find it wasn't quite like that. We find that indeed Josiah was a marvelous king. Oh, he was a great king. But what about the people? Because Josiah didn't represent what was going on with the people, as we're going to look. So go back for a moment to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And there we read, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He began to reign in the year 640 B.C., 640. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the eighth year of his reign, now think about this, he's 16 years old. It's the eighth year of his reign. He began to reign when he was 8 years old. This is the eighth year. He's a young lad. He's just a child yet. In this 18th year, eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, now he's 20 years old. He's still a young man, very young man. As a matter of fact, we're going to find that it was about this time that Jeremiah began to proclaim, and he was a very young man. And here we're going to discover here are two very young men. One is a king, the other is a prophet, and both are being set up by God to do a very, very important work with Judah, even though it's not going to appear to be successful at all. But